Okay, good morning, everybody. So we begin Perek Yud Aleph, which is the Rambam's encapsulation of the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah in Sanhedrin, with Dine Mamonos and Dine Nefashos. So many of these dinim the Rambam has covered already in Perek Tes and Perek Yud, where the Rambam essentially set up all of the distinctions between Mamonos and Nefashos. It says, Mamein Dine Mamonos and Dine Nefashos, Dine Mamonos v'shosha, Dine Nefashos besim v'shosha. So let's pay attention to the organization. So the first distinction the Rambam wants to talk about is, of course, the number of dayanim. Dine mamonos poschen ben bischos ben leschova. Dine nefashos poschen leschos kemo shebiarnu ben poschen leschova. Again, the definition of poschen leschos, we said, is to turn to the individual and to say, you know, if you're innocent, then you will be exonerated. Number three, dine mamonos matin al piyadachad ben leschos ben leschova. Dine nefashos matin al piyadachad leschos ve'al pishnayim leschova. So again, you need a different kind of a majority. Dine mamonos, number four, machzirin bein l'schos bein l'chova. Dine nefashos, machzirin l'chos bein machzirin l'chova kemo shebiarnu. We touched on that already. Number five, dine mamonos, hakol ruin l'lam bein l'schos l'chova bein adayanim bein atalmidim. And everybody's welcome. Dine nefashos, hakol malav bein l'schos afilu atalmidim vein malam bein l'chova l'adayanim. Number six, dine mamonos, hadayin malam bein l'chova Choser Malamid Chos, Malamid Chos, Choser Malamid Chova. Dine Nefashos, Hamalamid Chova, Choser Malamid Chos, Havamalamid Chos, Enu Yachol Lachsor Lamid Chova, Ela Bishas Gemar Din. As we spoke about, Yesh Lo Lachsor Limanos, Ima Mechuyavin, Kemo Shabiarno, right? He has to, those are the needs of MS. Number seven, Dine Mamanos, Dani Bayom, Vigomrin Balaila, Dine Nefashos, Dani Bayom, Vigomrin Bayom, right? It can't be Balaila, you need Bayom, right? In this sense, right? Lila is not considered as man, which is kasher l'din. Number eight, dine mamonos gomrin bo bayom ben l'schos ben l'chova. Dine nefashos gomrin bo bayom l'schos. Right, it could be an open and shut case l'schos. Uvayom shel achrav l'chova, the principle of malinin es hadin. So again, these are all of the principles, but we'll take it one step further. L'fichach, this is halach amazing. Danin dine nefashos lo erev shabbos lo erev yontif shema yischayiv. So this is really a remarkable halacha. So again, the Rambam is telling us, as a consequence of this, since you always have to do halanas hadin, so if you would start on, Friday, so then, if you needed to be mechayiv on Shabbos, shema yischayiv, she'afshar lahargo lamachar, you can't immediately implement the din. V'asr lanu says, l'hanichol la'achar ha'shabbos. Right, that's completely unacceptable to us, the psychological torment that would be involved in even waiting for a 24-hour period. We're not talking about, in Texas, in other states in the Union where capital punishment is regularly meted out, right? People are there for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, right, on death row, right? The halacha was so much more sensitive to the psychological and emotional dimensions that we're not ever going to set up a person, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, right? Lo Sivaru Eish B'chom Lo Shoseichem B'yom HaShabbos. It's just an impossibility for us to set things up that way. And this, I think, is like a signature halacha, as I say, because what this really captures is the sensitivity to human life. So, again, this is only, in terms of, a situation where we would be mechayiv and therefore we'd have to wait. So you think, okay, if the guy's already guilty, what do we care? Because we're only talking about somebody who's in a mechuyev bidin. So I think this is a remarkable statement, because you could say, all of our care, all of the other distinctions between mamonos and nefashos is because iyav shalachzer nevesh achas mishal leolam. So we'll only be machzer lelamed chos, and we'll have the talmidim melamed chos and not melamed chova, and we'll make sure to wait an extra day so that we don't jump to any rash conclusions, and we'll always poschen l'schos, and we'll need more dayanim and better dayanim, and we'll need a greater majority, and all of these things, right? We'll need all of them. But what's so fascinating is that that's not the only consideration, right? If that were, then once you know that somebody was mechuyev bedin, so we wouldn't care, so much. But the fact is that we care about not just getting it right, but even if the person is chayev bedin, the absolute need that we have to ensure that they're treated, which isn't just in the physical sense, but in the psychological sense as well.